Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It is one of the main reasons why people get into so many crashes these days. They're not paying attention to what's going on along the roads. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. It is the second most common factor in crashes in Texas. 86,000 crashes last year alone caused by distracted driving. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Daniel Armbruster from AAA Texas. He is in the KRLD Zoom Room. Daniel, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, good to be here, David.
Why don't people get the message about distracted driving? It's not just cell phones. It's all kinds of different distractions.
Yeah, there's all different types of distractions. It could be your air conditioner, a billboard, food. It's a good question. I think there's a lot of people that understand in AAA studies, a lot of people understand it's dangerous, yet they don't think it's going to happen to them or that a crash would happen to them or something bad. So there's kind of a do as I say, not as I do mentality when we talk about distracted driving. And that's unfortunate because, as you pointed out, there's, you know, around 90,000 crashes a year here in Texas because of distractions. And that's what's reported, David. This is actually believed to be very underreported because sometimes it can be difficult to prove if a crash was caused by distraction.
How much extra has the cell phone made driving distracted a real problem?
Oh, it's made it so dangerous. When you're thinking about it, your eyes, when you're driving, you need your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel, your brain focused on driving. Your phone takes all of those away. And looking down at your phone for just a few seconds, 2 seconds, in fact, doubles your risk for a crash. The average text takes about 5 seconds to read.
I once heard from a DPS officer that we have to make something like 200 decisions every time we go behind the wheel of a car. And if we're distracted, we're probably going to make a wrong decision.
Well, it takes about 27 seconds for your brain to fully re-engage and fully focus on driving once you put the phone down. So it's not even when you're looking at the phone, it's also, several seconds after you've put the phone down that your brain is still not fully focused on driving.
The other point is it's illegal to be distracted by your phone. And it's been a law for almost 10 years.
Yeah, in 2017, the Texas passed a law, the distracted driving law. And that was a great step forward. I think we could add a few more things to that to strengthen it. And certainly the penalties are probably not enough, but it was a good start. It would be great to see lawmakers do a little bit more with that in the coming sessions.
When TxDOT comes out with campaigns like Talk, Text, Crash, do campaigns like that work?
They do, but it's a multi-prong approach. When you're talking about a traffic safety campaign and trying to get a message out, think about like cigarettes, or impaired driving. For a long time, those issues were known to be bad to people, but they still engaged in them. We've seen a dramatic drop in, and of course, impaired driving over the years. It's still a very serious issue, but the social aspect of that is what made the big change over time. People, saying, oh, you shouldn't text or you shouldn't drink and drive. Well, we want that same behavior to be applied to texting and driving. And there has been some progress made. Year over year, Texas reported a decrease in distracted driving, but we've got a long way to go.
It's very true. And so many people will multitask at home. They're watching two or three screens at one time, so they think they can multitask behind the wheel as well.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's just not the case. As I mentioned earlier, the average text takes 5 seconds to read. If you're traveling 55 miles per hour, you've gone the length of a football field, essentially blindfolded, if you're reading a text message. So, you really can't focus on anything else other than the task you're focusing on. The brain can't multitask. It might feel like we can. It's switching between tasks, but technically the brain cannot multitask. And so that's why distractions behind the wheel are so dangerous.
Is there a way to actually get the message out where we could see large drops in crashes from distracted driving?
I think there is. You know, it takes a community approach, a multi-prong approach, as I mentioned. It's campaigns like this. It's also getting out in the community. Of course, we at AAA are doing that. TxDOT, other organizations get out in the community and talk about these issues. And it does make a difference, but it's very slow. And so, you know, hopefully, I think this is an issue that will be solved. It's a lot of it's been created by technology, and it likely will take technology to solve at least a big portion of this as we move forward.
That's Daniel Armbruster from AAA Texas on Ask the Expert North Texas. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, David.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.